Praise the Lord. Good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and made and added into our lives. We thank God. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalm, chapter 90, verses 1 and 2. Lord, you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. My dear brothers and sisters, it has been wisely said that no thinking person ever regarded the beginning of a new year with indifference. Each of us faces many concerns and questions as we stand on the threshold of the unknown future. But we must understand that even before the mountains were born, you and I were fashioned and created in God's image. You were in God's plan before even He created the universe. You were in His plan. Then He created the universe, and then He created the planet Earth, prepared everything, and then brought us forth into this planet so that we can enjoy the resources that God has so beautifully created for us. He was always in your mind. You are always in His mind, in the mind of Christ. And so let me encourage you, as you bring in this new year, you will be blessed abundantly, and you will be thoroughly lifted up by the Lord God Almighty, because He is your refuge, He is your shelter, He is your tower, He is your God who will bless you with abundance of blessings, right? So I was listening to this beautiful hymn by Isaac Watts, written in 1719, he writes a beautiful hymn called Our God, Our Help in Ages Past, Our Hope for Years to Come, Our Shelter from the Stormy Blast, and Our Eternal Home. Under the shadow of Thy throne, still may we dwell secure. Sufficient is Thine arm alone, and our defense is sure. Before the hills in order stood, or earth received her frame, from everlasting Thou art God, to endless years the same. Take time like an ever-rolling stream bears all its sons away. They fly, forgotten as a dream, dies at the opening day. O God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come, be Thou our guide while life shall last, and our eternal home. Amen. So my dear brothers and sisters, reminisce on the good things that God has done for you. Have a great hope, because Jesus is the foundation of your hope and Jesus is the fountain of your joy. Live confidently in the assurance that the one who has directed your steps to this moment of time is worthy of your complete trust for the days ahead. Amen. God bless you. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. I pray that, Lord, you would bless your people. Lord God Almighty, as we come before your presence, we honor you, we bless you, we praise you, we worship you, we adore you, we magnify your name, and we lift your name high above every other name, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you because you are awesome God, good God, glorious God. You do good, great, big, wonderful, mighty miracles in the midst of your people. And I pray today, your people will be blessed, O Father. Lord God Almighty, we thank you that we were in your mind even before you created the whole universe, even before the mountains were born. And we thank you, Lord, that you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. Yes, Lord, you are our Mishkan, you are our dwelling place, and we thank you for that, God. We appreciate you. We give you the glory and the honor. Today, Lord, I pray for your flock as they step out to their jobs, to their businesses, and running the errands for the day. I speak your blessings upon them. I speak, O Lord God Almighty, that your, O Father God, your prosperity will overtake them. I pray that, Lord, your angels will guard them and protect them. Enlarge their territory. Increase their borders. Take away every pain from their midst that they will behold the glory of the living God. And I cover them under your blood, O Lord, because where the blood of Jesus is, there is divine preservation, protection, provision, and prosperity. I thank you, Lord. Father, for the ones who are sick in our midst, O Father, grappling with the flu or grappling with any other disease, I rebuke every manner of disease. Get out and enter into those bodies again no more. And Lord, I pray that your flock will be preserved, protected, provided for in the name of Jesus, O God. Today, Lord, you will show them your glory, show them your favor, and let Jesus be alone glorified and be magnified. Bless your people, honor your people, and lift your people up, O Father, because you are a good, great, and a mighty God. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you, and God be with you. Bye for now.